Now, there was a man who epitomized the term seize the opportunity. I remember one time Daddy and I was on the road making a real long drive. We stopped at this farmhouse because we was getting low on fuel and we needed to ask directions, and the man invited us inside to have us some lemonade. So we go through the door and Daddy's talking to the farmer getting directions, and he sees this really nice looking girl just kind of staring into space looking out the window. And Daddy said, "Is that your daughter? She is sure sweet." The farmer said, "That's my daughter. She's 21 years old. She ain't said nothing in 10 years. When I butchered a sheep that was her pet, she couldn't take it. Now she's catatonic." Daddy said, "Cat of what?" I said, "Daddy, don't embarrass the man. He's a woman. Don't talk. She's in like a permanent trance. She just sits there." Daddy walked up, snapped his fingers in front of her face, clapped his hands behind her, broke thunderous wind, see if he could disconcert her. The farmer said, "It's no use. She don't say nothing. She is catatonic." And Daddy jumped up and said, "Sir, I'd like to propose marriage to your daughter right now." I said, "Daddy, what are you doing? Step outside." I grabbed him. He said, "Son, it'd be great. Think about it. Look at her. She's nice. She don't say a word. She just sit there. Late at night, I can cuddle that thing. If I want to cut a slice, I got a headache. I ain't going to get, where's my Neiman Marcus charge card? I mean, I just got me a..." I said, "But Daddy, she can't clean. She can't cook." He said, "She don't have to cook. I need to lose this belly anyway, son. It's everything I've ever dreamed of in a woman there. None of my I ever dated before would ever agree to have their tongues cut out." I said, "Daddy, you are sick." The farmer came running out and said, "Well, I'll be honest with you. If you're serious, you know, she's been a bit of a burden on the family." Daddy said, "Say no more." And he picked her up and he carried her out to the truck. I said, "Daddy, I can't believe you." So sure enough, they were married. Looked kind of weird with him standing at the altar and her draped over his shoulder. He said, "Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?" Daddy just grabbed her hair and bobbed her head up and down a little bit. Next thing you know, they set up housekeeping, and they were so happy. I mean, jumping Jiminy Cricket. I mean, every morning, noon, and night, Daddy was in there just tanning up. I remember I walked in, he's on the couch. He said, "Son, look at it. Ain't this sweet? We married, so it's legal. She's 21. Unbelievable." Well, I kind of took pity on that poor girl, living a life like that with Oscar Grease Minnelli. So one day I figured I'd surprise him. I'd give him the treat of his life. I called Dr. von Strobel over from the Institute. And one thing led to another. He managed, even though she was catatonic, to get her into a deeper, deeper sleep-like trance. And he talked to her about the sheep, and he told her that she shouldn't be quiet just because her pet got butchered. She's up there in sheep heaven, living happily ever after. He snapped his hands, and that girl's eyes opened up, and Daddy came through the door. I said, "Daddy, I got a surprise for you. This is Professor von Strobel, and he cured your wife." She stood up, looked at Oscar Grease Minnelli, and said,
"You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You're not even interesting enough to make me sick."
Daddy turned to me and said, "You stupid son of a gun, I told you, the devil, you're lousy."
Grease, are you off your medication?